أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وعلى الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Continuing with our look at journaling the Quran, today we will look at Surah Al-Ahzab, which is Surah number 33. And we're going to look at Ayah 69. Maybe you could highlight it. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, O you who believe, لا تكونوا, don't be like, كالذين آذوا موسى, those who hurt موسى عليه السلام. فبرأه الله مما قالوا, and Allah cleared him, absolved him from what they were saying about him. وكان عند الله وجيها, and he was worthy of regard with Allah. He was noble in the eyes of Allah. So first, let's have a look at how Prophet Musa was hurt. There are various narrations. Once Prophet Musa and his brother Harun were up on the mountain, and Harun dies. And rumor mongers amongst the Bani Israel attributed his death to Prophet Musa alayhi salam. He was accused of insanity. He was accused of magic. He was accused of having unlawful relationships with women. They caused him a lot of hurt, and we all know the story of Prophet Bakara when he asked them to sacrifice the cow and all the questions that came along with it. Now here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is referring to the edicts that are given in Surah Al-Ahzab. There are lots of social laws. There's respect for each other. Mainly there's a lot of gender respect. But the main thing that we find here is the gossiping. Remember, we talked about the incident of Zainab and the Prophet when Zayd married Zainab and the marriage did not work out and he divorced her, and then the Prophet married Zainab. There was a lot of gossip going around. And this is exactly what the ayah is trying to say. Do not hurt him like those who hurt Musa. And Allah makes it very clear. He says he absolved him of all that you were talking about, and he was noble in the eyes of Allah. And the positives I find in this surah that we need to stick to are 33:33, 33:41, and 33:56. This is surah number 33. So 33:33 is the respect given to the Ahlul Bayt. إِنَّمَا يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ لِيُذْهِبَ عَنْكُمُ الرِّجْسَ أَهْلَ الْبَيْتِ وَيُطَهِّرَكُمْ تَطْهِيرًا. 33:41 is one that we talked about, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, O you who believe, اذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ ذِكْرًا كَثِيرًا. Remember Allah a lot, frequently. Instead of all this gossip that you're doing, remember Him. And finally, 33:56, which I absolutely adore and you need to highlight. إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُسَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ. Indeed, Allah and His angels send salawat on the Prophet. They send blessings on the Prophet. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, O you who believe, صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. You too send blessings on him and salute him with a becoming salutation. Absolutely phenomenal. So if we want to not hurt him, then really important to recite loads of salawat. Stop our gossiping and remember Allah a lot. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us of those who send salawat on the Prophet, who do lots of zikr and less of gossip. In fact, none of gossip. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ.